Ireland is holding a referendum next week to decide whether to ratify the Lisbon Treaty after rejecting the instrument in a similar vote last year over concerns the treaty would alter the Irish Constitution, particularly with regard to its right to life and abortion laws. The Irish government agreed to hold the new referendum in return for a number of legal guarantees intended to address the concerns of the voters. The deputy editor of the Irish Catholic newspaper, Michael Kelly, says the context of the new ballot is significantly changed.
Ireland remains one of very few countries in Europe that has a pro-life position in the Constitution, and that was done by a referendum in 1983. So abortion obviously is an extremely sensitive area for Irish people. Now, when the treaty was first defeated, the research that the government did showed that had been a major factor. So what the government did, they sought a number of legal guarantees from the European Council that Ireland's right to life would not be affected in any way whatsoever by the treaty. Now, those legal guarantees were secured at European Council level, and they've been lodged with the United Nations. So they have the full force and the full effect of international law. So if you like, they clarify now the fact that the treaty cannot have an effect on Ireland's abortion law. It can't have an effect on Ireland's education law, for example. It can't have an effect on interfering with Ireland's constitutional protection or constitutional definition of the traditional family based on marriage between a man and a woman. So it's certainly not a major concern as it was last time, but still for some people it is a concern, and the bishops are trying very hard, really, to point out that Catholics can, in good conscience, vote for this treaty.